Have you ever thought about that while you're away, your home could be an Airbnb? I did. I actually bought two homes in Albuquerque that I Airbnb'd, and it was just an amazing investment, honestly, because, you know, as you are accruing value in your property, you are also making money on the Airbnbs. It's amazing. So your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have. It's an award-winning tequila. It's infused with real juice, with real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. It's real. So you need like two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail. Hey, you know how I'm always trying to keep my house parties exciting? New cocktails? Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's something that's going to flip the script.
Okay.
All right, 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Yeah. Tell me more about this, right? Oliver Hudson.
Yeah, 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila that's infused with juice from real fruits. You only need two to three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
Wait a minute. I think I know what brand you're talking about. You know why?
Yeah.
Because 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend. It's female founded.
That's right.
See?
Sounds
See
like
how I know? Something I can get behind.
I know. Well, there's a good story behind that for sure. Listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila. Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Kate Hudson.
And my name is Oliver Hudson.
We wanted to do something that highlighted our relationship.
And what it's like to be siblings.
We are a sibling rivalry.
No, no.
Sibling rivalry.
Don't do that with your mouth.
Sibling rivalry.
That's good. I love you. I love you. I don't want you to take this personally, okay? But. You're like the last person I want to be talking to right now. Like, I love working with you,
well,
and I love doing this.
Two of us.
But there's so many other things I'd rather be doing right now.
Kate, I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more. I'm dreading this.
I knew I could tell you that and that you'd probably feel the same way and that we'd both be okay with
it. I do. It's a Sunday. There's
it's
football
a Sunday.
Going on.
The baby's finally sleeping. There's like so many things I could be doing.
I know. Well, let's do a shorty.
No, I just think that this is a good thing for people to understand that it's like okay, you know, to just sometimes not want to hang with your sibling.
I feel like this is less to do with me and more about just what you could be doing, the other things that you could be doing.
I mean, yeah.
You know, if you're going to talk to anyone, you know, it would be me. I mean, who else would you want on here right now? You know?
It's true. That's probably
Bill
true.
Bill Gates?
That would be really interesting. I probably would rather talk to Bill Gates than you.
Yeah.
No, I would.
I get that. Well, we're here.
Let's see.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, we didn't have Thanksgiving together. It was fine. It was wonderful. We had the Fuji cat was over. Everyone got tested because, you know, I'm shooting, so I have to be super careful. Danny's brothers and mom. And so they got tested, and we had a great Thanksgiving. It was really mellow. We sat outside, and I cooked the whole thing, which was kind of crazy. But everything turned out, I mean, that's not fair. Some people, like Sian, she brought a salad, and Danny's mom made some root vegetables and helped me in the kitchen and stuff like that. But it was wild. I don't think I've ever made a Thanksgiving like that. I did once in when I was shooting Fool's Gold in Australia over Thanksgiving. I I cooked a whole Thanksgiving, but this was the first time I did it myself like that. And yeah,
it sucked to be away from everyone, but it was kind of nice. It was so easy, and we all cooked, and it was mellow, and we did our thankfuls, and Joey cried.
Why did he get sad when he was being grateful for his wife?
He was thankful for the moment, and then he was also, then he moved off onto making the world a better place and it being more, you know, everyone being more together. And
was he microdosing?
Not so
shrooms?
Much animosity towards each other.
He was totally microdosing.
There's a strong possibility.
Yeah,
that
or just like ate some chocolate mushrooms.
It was something. But it was great. Everyone gave a good toast. Kids gave a good toast. It was good. It was simple.
It was kind of nice.
I mean, I missed everybody.
It was wonderful and nice. And I thought it was interesting because what I've found about celebrating away from the people that I normally celebrate, which only usually happened when I was working, it just sort of felt like, I don't know, this whole COVID experience has distilled down sort of the meaning of like your immediate family. Mm. And the one thing I will say is that I love that our family unit is good. Like it's a good, solid family unit. It sort of brought that into real focus for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that I felt content. And as much as I missed everybody, I felt full.
Mm-hmm.
That also being said, it just didn't feel like a normal big holiday. And Thanksgiving's like my favorite holiday, you know, where everybody's there and you've got the football. We didn't even have football. It was like canceled.
Mm-hmm. There were two games. No, I know.
It's been such a different year. So for me, I think I'm getting to the point where I'm ready for things to just fucking go back to normal. Like right when I'm ready for it to kind of go back to normal, it's like LA shuts down again.
I know.
You know.
I know. I'm over it for so many reasons, but specifically to this, you know, speaking to this podcast, I just can't wait to do this in person again with guests and, you know, having the one-on-one or two-on-two experience.
I know.
Ah, God, Zoom.
Ollie, it's been a year. We didn't even properly, because of COVID, we just like don't celebrate things properly. And we didn't even celebrate our year anniversary.
Oh, I know.
That's been true. 1 whole year.
Wow. We've been podding for a year. How many episodes do we have?
54, 55.
Wow. One a week.
Can I quit now or should I?
Next year's going to be better. No, you're not done. We're just getting started.
I feel like I want to like kick this up a notch now.
First of all, once we can get back out there, we do live shows, which will be really fun.
Oh, I can't wait to do a live show.
Can't wait to do that.
Can we do a number?
We're going to open every show with like a choreographed situation.
Great, because that's what I think people need. You know, they need a sibling. Our version of Donnie and Marie.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly what we are. You and I on a talk show would crush.
Oliver, would listen, you need to be more humble.
No, I can't. It would crush.
It would be fun. It would be fun, and then hopefully it would crush.
Now the ratings would be fucking huge.
Oh, God, I just want it to be over. Yeah. Also, right at the time when you realize, like, oh, we can't be complacent because it's getting worse, right? So, when you're just so sick of it, it's like, oh, fuck it. You just have that moment like, fuck it, I don't care. And then you're like, no, I do care. It's getting really bad. We can't, you know. I was thinking about the other day and I was like, oh, my God, I was watching a show. And it was in New York. And I was like, oh, my God, I would give anything right now to go into one of my favorite little New York drink spots that's, like, cozy with, like, a mixologist at night and, like, have a little bourbon cocktail with my friends and stay out till like one and like walk the streets and laugh and just be like, oh my God, you're so crazy. And then without your mask.
It's like a montage in some movie of your life.
Yes. I want to do it.
No, I know.
So bad.
I can't wait to go to a bar. It's going to be, it'll probably be crazy. Like once the all clear is given, I mean, you know, it's going to be party time. People are going to go nuts.
I don't think people are going to go nuts, but I do think people are going to be excited to like connect in spaces. Like, I actually think that even though the restaurant business is getting hit so hard, I have so many friends in the restaurant business and it's such a hard time for them right now. My heart goes out to everybody in like the restaurant and bar community. I mean, think about all of our friends who have spent their whole life like building and creating the most beautiful places that like, and they have all been shut down for a year, basically. Yeah. Shut down or at half capacity. I mean, that's just wild. And, but I think what's going to happen once this is like kind of lifted or vaccine or it starts to go down or whatever, you're going to see people are going to be out and they're going to be so happy to be out. It's going to feel joyous.
There'll probably be COVID babies, not like afterwards, kind of like after World War II, you know, there's going to be a COVID boom. I thought it might happen during COVID, but I think there's been more divorces and fights. And then I think after COVID ends, everyone's going to want to get laid and everyone's going to sleep with everybody. And then you're going to have babies all over the place.
And there's also going to be the rush of people who are like, great, I'm so happy we're out of COVID. I'm leaving you.
Right. Stuck in this house.
Thank you. Thank you for making this time at least somewhat manageable. But it's over.
All right. And by the way, you can have the kids.
Yeah, I'm very happy with you being primary parent. Bye.
Right, great. Yeah, hey, one weekend a month, I'm fine with that.
Oh, my God. So funny.
But I was wondering about work as well because I'm going back to work in December and I texted the producer today. I said, are we going back to work? And apparently we're essential workers.
Yeah.
I guess.
We're considered essential.
That category. I guess. I mean, we're for entertainment purposes.
You know what I was thinking? It's like when you're doing these things, you realize like, oh yeah, in entertainment, it kind of is essential, isn't it? I mean, what would we be doing right now without the outlet of entertainment? And by the way, you know, that even goes, let's just boil this down to not having technology. If we were all living back in the, you know, I like going back to hunter-gatherer days. It's kind of my thing, you know? But think about if it was hunter-gatherer, we'd be putting on our own entertainment.
Yeah. Do you think back in hunter-gatherer days, there was like, they did plays?
Yeah, of course. Of course. They did all kinds of fun sort of things for entertainment. They danced and they would...
How do you know? We don't know.
We do.
A billion years ago.
Yeah, we do.
We know that the hunter-gatherers danced?
Yes. Oliver, of course.
Well, there was art in the caves,
and
but we have
and
no
music.
Evidence that they were like dancing.
Oh, yeah. There was music and sound experiences. If you guys could see Oliver's face right now, he's like trying. He doesn't know if he should believe me or if he.
I don't know
what I'm talking about, but you know what? Here, I'm going to look it up right now. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking with you. I have no idea, but let's see.
Do you think kids got together and like,
did
routines and stuff?
Hunter gatherers. Hold on, Oliver. Jesus. Did hunter gatherers have entertainment?
Well, we know they had instruments.
So analysis of the anthropological literature suggests that hunter-gatherers use play and humor more or less deliberately to make their highly egalitarian mode of existence possible.
Mm-hmm.
So
right, the court jester, it makes it possible to exist. You need humor and you need a court jester.
Is Ron? Oh my God. Where's my phone?
Is she just singing?
She's singing Let It Go. She's singing Let It Go.
She's all about Frozen now?
Yeah, it's all about Frozen. It's all about, it's the only thing we've ever let her watch, which she's just completely obsessed with. And we have to skip through the monster part. So like right when Elsa and she goes, get out. And then the mm-hmm. monster comes. We like basically skip to the end. But she's, yeah, she's totally obsessed. She sings that. She's really liking the Sound of Music. I've been showing her the videos from Sound of Music.
Mm-hmm.
She loves that.
Mm-hmm.
Sakara.
Oh, man. If that doesn't sell a bunch of organic, ready-to-eat meals that are made with powerful plant-based ingredients and they're designed to boost your energy and improve your digestion and get your skin glowing, I don't know what will.
Honestly, we love Sakara. They've been very, very good to us, both in our ad space and in our bellies.
Mm-hmm.
I say this every time. Being healthy, eating healthy, preparing healthy meals is not fun and it's not easy. And the fun stuff is the easy stuff, which is usually like, you know, hey, I'll throw in some pasta and some butter. You know, months later, you're sitting there going, I need to clean out. I need to do something that's going to actually recharge and reinvigorate my body. Sakara does just that. So they take all plant-based ingredients, they create a meal plan for you, and it comes delivered to your house, ready to go. You don't have to do a thing. And they also support you with some wellness teas, with new supplements, and they have their
my metabolism super powder.
Right. Their metabolism super powder, which Oliver absolutely loves. It's his favorite.
Yep. It's all natural remedy for bloating, weight gain, and fatigue. Don't lie to yourselves. You're all bloated, you're all tired, and you're all, you know, a little overweight.
It's Oliver. What the hell are you talking about?
And right now, Mrs. Hudson, Sakara is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when they go to sakara.com/sibling or enter code sibling at checkout. That's Sakara, SAKARA.com/sibling to get 20% off your first order. Sakara.com/sibling. Do it.
Ollie, I have a really funny thing with Olipop. So I was doing this ad with you and Bing came in the other day and then he left. And we were talking about this and I overheard him on FaceTime with one of his cousins going, I just found out what my mom's been doing. She's been sneaking healthy sodas. And I thought they were real sodas and they were healthy sodas and she's been sneaking them. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, that's great. He found out that you're not giving him real Coke.
Yeah.
You're giving him some Olipop vintage Coca-Cola classic.
Right, exactly. I'm giving him an Olipop.
By the way, it's the jam, I got to say.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's really, really good. I'm a big root beer drinker, just generally, since I was a baby. And they have a classic root beer that is very, very, very good.
Yeah, super I like good. The Yum. Orange squeeze personally. I'm into the orange. But what I like about this is that, I mean, I'm always trying to find healthy alternatives to soda. You know, it's nice to have these alternatives. What I like about Olipop is that it's actually, you get the benefit of a prebiotic. And what prebiotics do is they support your microbiome. And the microbiome, as someone who is very into supplements and your nutritional health, The microbiome is the number one thing that we should be taking care of in our bodies. They call it the second brain.
Yeah, well, let's talk about sugar for a second, because if you're drinking a regular Coke, it's got 39 grams of sugar, or if you want like an orange Fanta,
44 grams.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
so,
it's a lot.
As opposed to 2 to 5 grams of sugar from all natural ingredients in an Olipop. I mean, that alone is insane. And it's yummy. It's really, really good.
Yeah, they really are good. They did a great job. Just changing this, a routine from a Diet Coke to, say, the Vintage Cola, and this, changing that routine for yourself will do your body a world of difference.
And guess what? If you don't like it, 100% money back guarantee for all orders placed through their website. But you're not going to use that. So you might as well give it a shot. So we've worked out an exclusive deal for the Sibling Revelry podcast listeners. Receive 20% off plus free shipping on their best-selling variety pack. This is a great way to try all of their delicious flavors. So go to drinkolipop.com/sibling or use code sibling at checkout to claim this deal. That's drinkolipop.com/sibling. This discount is only valid for their variety pack. So Olipop can be found in over 3,000 stores across the country, including Whole Foods, Sprouts, Kroger, Wegmans, and Erewhon, my favorite.
Okay, ready? Emails. I never read these. I'm going to read it. It's my turn. Okay.
Oh, good.
Dear Oliver and Kate, I realize you receive many emails and messages each day, so I am unsure if this will make it to you, but I wanted to send it anyway. My name is Annie, and similar to all of your listeners, I'm a huge fan of your podcast. Your episodes keep me company while I am running, cleaning, studying, or doing schoolwork. I am a PhD student. And while on road trips, I'm continuously inspired by your vulnerability and honesty. Most importantly, I'm inspired by the love at the center of your family relationships, which is evident in the stories you tell and the way you talk about family. It reminds me of what is important in life, spending time with people you love. I'm lucky enough to have 2 siblings, an older sister and younger brother. I joke with my siblings about being the middle child, yet I feel incredibly lucky that I am sandwiched in between 2 amazing people. I can say with all my heart that my siblings have made me who I am and inspire me to be the best version of myself. My sister is thoughtful, selfless, and just has a heart for serving others. My brother is kind, patient, and always an optimist. I realize people have different feelings about being a middle child or about siblings in general, but as one of my favorite TV shows says, the middle is the best place to be. When I listen to your podcast, I laugh, I cry, and walk away with immense gratitude for family and the people I love. Thank you for sharing your stories and your hearts with your listeners. Lastly, thank you to everyone on your team who makes the podcast possible. What a wonderful group of people. With love, Annie. Aww. That's so cute.
Aww.
I love that, Annie. And you know what? We are so grateful for our team.
Take a load off, Annie.
That makes this possible too. Allison, our producer, her name is Allison Bresnick. And then we have Amanda, who works with us with our ads. And then we have an editor, and his name's Josh. Simple Cast is our host. We've got a good little team. And so thank you, Annie. And and it sounds like
that
you
was
have
a very
awesome,
sweet email.
Awesome siblings. I know. And I love that she's sharing. You know, a lot of times we read things that can be heartbreaking. You know, it's also nice to read something that's just a sort of a love letter to their siblings. You know, she just loves her siblings. I also like what she's saying about being sandwiched in between. I feel that way. You know, I'm like sandwiched in between my favorite people.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's right.
And
me.
You went off. The best was that there you just go. Went off. You went, yeah, me, and it went black. Yeah, no, I feel Annie right now. Thank you for sending that in, Annie. That is so awesome. Okay, ready? Hi, Kate and Oliver, and all the wonderful people who make this podcast happen. Firstly, wow, you guys are the best. Surely you are aware of that by now, but if not, here's a reminder.
Aww. Don't call me Shirley.
Oh, that's so sweet. As wild as this sounds, having spent many, many hours listening to you guys, I sort of feel like you're both now friends rather than celebrity strangers. At the beginning of COVID, I drove partway across Australia and listened to your podcast for 8 hours straight. Oh my God.
Wow. Cool.
It felt so odd getting out of the car alone at the end of my trip, having felt like I spent the entire trip with company. This podcast has been such an incredible source of light in such a wild, crazy, in such wild, crazy times, and on multiple occasions has caused me to look like an idiot while I sit in the car alone laughing so hard at the two of you singing. Please never stop singing. My COVID story is very mild compared to others who've suffered greatly, but nonetheless, it's been a challenging year. Thanks to you too, though, my year has still consisted of laughs, smiles, and a hope for a better tomorrow. I'm so incredibly fortunate to have the two greatest siblings who I would literally do anything for. But listening to the podcast has made me realize that not everyone has been as lucky. Ultimately, this realization has given me a deeper sense of gratitude for them both. Oh, I love this. I find it so interesting that even though as siblings, we are often all brought up in the same household with the same parents and the same rules, but we can turn out so extremely different. I guess it proves that we are each unique in our own ways, and maybe the best way to describe that simply is to compare it to flowers all in the same garden bed, each surrounded by the same environment, but each grow differently, some maybe with shared roots and perhaps helping each other to grow.
Wow.
That makes me teary. Anyway, I won't get too deep or ramble on, but just wanted to send an email to say thank you so much for doing what you do. I always feel so much happier after listening to the podcast, and I'm truly grateful for the many laughs shared. Keep up the wonderful work, and thank you for making the ads actually interesting. Hard to do, but you guys do it brilliantly. All the best. Lots of love. Arina. Actually, from Melbourne. Melbourne, Australia. She's 21. P.S. Uh-huh. I will absolutely be buying tickets to your live show when the time comes.
Good.
It's okay. From Melbourne. That's right. Melbourne, baby. Melbourne. Danny just yelled out.
Ramble on!
How to pronounce it properly. Melbourne. Erin, she spells it E-R-I-N-N-A. Erina. Oliver's wife.
What if it's Arena?
Spells it because Irina would be with an I.
Irina. I guess Erina, yeah.
Erina.
Yeah. Erin, my wifey, is two N's. No A. That was beautiful and articulate and poetic. I love that.
I like sharing the roots and helping each other grow is really beautiful. And it's so true, isn't it?
We're a bed of flowers.
I mean, huh?
We're a bed of flowers.
On a bed of roses. Lay I'm me down. This is for you, Arena. Yeah. Or Arena. How does that start? Doo-doo-doo. It starts really like... It's got that 80s.
Exactly.
Bow! Going down in a blaze of glory. Take me down. Bev is one of a product, you know, the Fosters are, you know, influencing, using their influencer status
platform
to put out there. So I kind of was like, all right, let me try this, Bev. And I've been really enjoying it. And here's one of the things that I've been doing, which I wanted to share. Over the holidays, over this last holiday, I was out of white wine. I went into my fridge and I went, oh, no, I'm not out of white wine. I have a Sauvignon Blanc from Bev in the can. And I took it out and I added fruit. And I created like a sort of sparkling sangria type of drink. And it was awesome.
I know, but you're missing the most important thing, Kate. You're missing the most important thing. It's a female founded and run business.
Of course, of course. That's that is Aaron and Sarah's like whole thing. They love a female founded business.
Yeah, look. Their wines are dry and they're crisp and they're fizzy. They're super refreshing and delicious, and they have zero sugar.
Only 3 carbs, 100 calories per serving. I know that is very enticing to a lot of people. So that is amazing. They're super. Their packaging is fun. And it really is a fun bev. It's a fun little bev.
Yeah. And each little can is a glass and a half of wine. So if you don't want to open up a whole bottle of wine just for yourself, boom, right there. 24 pack equals to 8 bottles of wine. Their 4-packs are cool, and they're like perfect little holiday gifts. We've worked out an exclusive deal for Sibling Revelry podcast listeners. Receive 25% off your first purchase, plus free shipping on all orders. I suggest, this comes from me personally, I suggest trying their best-selling Ladies Night variety pack so you can check out all of their delicious varietals. Go to drinkbev.com/sibling or use code sibling at checkout to claim this deal. That's drinkbev.com/sibling.
Each and every Oliver, if there's anybody you want to come to talk about deodorant, who are you going to come to? Natural deodorant.
Each and every.
Who would be the first person you would call?
Kate Hudson.
Yes. Why?
Because you stink. You hate aluminum. And, you know, I would definitely go to you if I said, Kate, I need a deodorant that is healthy, but it's not going to keep me stinking. Because most deodorants, healthy deodorants, natural deodorants, you still stink.
Yeah, you do. But then now, found a deodorant. It works.
Yes.
I really like it. I know it works for me, and hopefully it will work for you. When we put deodorant in on our arms, that is a direct line right to our lymph and right to our breast. I would just say if there's any product to go natural, it would be your deodorant. And I'm constantly looking for what I think works. And this is one of the products that it really does work. I'm absolutely loving it. I'm digging the sandalwood scent because I like more.
Love sandalwood. I use that. I also have the green tea and cannabis, which I dig.
But here we go. It goes on smooth. It's clear. It dries clear. There's no white residue gross stuff. And it smells so yummy. It's essential oils. It's vegan and cruelty free. And it works. It just works.
We can't wait for you to try each and every. We cannot wait. So we've arranged a special limited time offer for you. 30% off your first purchase. Visit eachandevery.com/sibling and use promo code sibling and you will get 30% off. Go now, right now. That's promo code sibling at eachandevery.com/sibling.
Hi, Kate and Oliver and those at Sibling Revelry. I listen to your podcast every morning on my walk to work. It has gotten me through some pretty painful times. Being considered an essential worker in the commercial property management field was not something I was aware of when picking this profession. So it was a rude awakening when I first found out that I'm required to be at work every day during a global pandemic. Your chemistry, playfulness, positivity, and realness, in capital letters, has made each morning walk a little bit easier and has helped me not to get wrapped up in my own thoughts as I make my way to work. Separately, I have a younger sister that works in New York who I struggle with maintaining a healthy, positive relationship from time to time. We are not typically in sync. Being extreme opposites and 4 years apart has made it hard to relate to each other on many levels. Now the distance and pandemic has made it even harder. I admire how you two make it work, and you've provided me with some ideas on how to maintain and nurture my relationship with my sister, and for that I thank you. Making an effort to maintain a sense of humor with each other and not taking things too seriously has made it easier at times. I hope you continue to enjoy your time in Colorado and sending love from Chicago. Grace. Aw.
We're changing lives. We're changing so many lives. We're changing lives every day. We're like our served Mother Teresa.
What is that? What is that? Oh my God. Oliver. Grace, I am, first of all, thank you. The other thing is it's so hard to not feel connected to your sibling.
I know. I mean, you know, Aaron, we saw Brooks, her brother, in Colorado this year, but she hadn't seen him in almost 2 years, right? Yeah, almost 2 years.
That's just crazy.
It's tough.
It's so sad. All right.
But it does feel good on a serious note. It feels good from a selfish point of view when we get these emails and you know that some of the things that you're saying are resonating and people are sort of, you know, hearing our conversations and our stories and the way that we interact and using it in their own lives with their own siblings. It feels good.
I also think, too, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, it's like when Grace writes this in, you know, one of the things that I would say is that I think it's more common to have that kind of relationship with your sibling than it is to have really super crazy close relationships with your siblings. You know, I think more people probably relate to Grace's experience than they do, say, ours, where we're all so like codependent on each other, which, by the way, Grace has its own set of complications, you know?
Exactly.
But that being said, you know, I think we all long to connect to people who kind of know our story the best, you know? It's like you can even hear it in the way that she's writing that, you know, you could tell like she would like to have a stronger relationship and a positive relationship with her sibling.
Well, she also talks about humor and how important humor is, you know, especially in getting through things, not it being a mask, because sometimes humor, you know.
Hold on. Oh, no. Can I be honest about something? Having a sense of humor, I'd love to know what that means. For instance, like, what does it mean to have a good sense of humor? How do you measure it? That's what I'm trying to understand. Like, how do you measure who has a good sense of humor? But people who aren't funny or don't get funny, they just suck. I have to say, like, it must be miserable to have no humor. I don't know how someone, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you make a great point, though, with what is a sense of humor, what is funny. And I think that it's different for everyone. I think when you have a group of people who can click with the same sense of humor, then for that group, they are funny together. But some, they might not like what I do, you know, in my group of friends. They don't get us as we don't get them. But collectively in their little group, they are funny to each other.
Right,
they get
right.
Each other.
But hold on a second. Like, why is it that, like, you could have one person say exactly the same thing as another person? Exactly the same thing. Exactly the same idea, trying to get the same response. But one person will actually be able, through whatever it is that they have, whatever it is that they're able to convey, they'll be able to make someone really laugh. Whereas another person, you could be like, that's fucked up and that's really offensive. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great question. I mean, I think it has to do with the nature of the person, the timing, whatever. I mean, I have more people tell me that I can get away with things that most people can't. You know, why is that? I don't know. Because I'm so handsome?
No. I think it's that, yeah, my only concern with you is that then you get a little carried away and like one day you won't get away with it. And you're just going
to
like.
So far, so good. You know, I know how to, I know when to hold my tongue and when to sort of.
I don't know.
But I think farts are funny. Like farts are universally funny. They always will be.
Oliver, I love you. This was a good little catch up.
I'm excited for Christmas. Let's end on this. I'm excited for Christmas. I know we're not going to be in Colorado and that's okay. I'm kind of excited for a little LA action. You know, it'll be fun. We're gonna have a good time.
It's gonna be fun. Christmas is gonna be good. We definitely have more episodes to discuss this, but I love you. I love this you is too. So fun, and I'll see you next time.
See you next
on
time.
Zoom.
Sibling Revelry is executive produced by Kate Hudson and Oliver Hudson.
Producer is Allison Bresnik. Music by Mark Hudson, a.k.a. Uncle Mark.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.